Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Memhei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Ches and Madalas, at the first Mishnah, Rochik Mibes Askila. Rochik Mibes Askila, Abba Amoyf, Hay Mashitin, Es Begadov, Hayish, Machasanoy, Say Melephonov, Vaisha, Melephonea, Umiachwea, the Rabbi Yehuda. When he's 4 Amos from the Beis Askila, the place where people are stoned, they remove his garments. Rabbi Yehuda says that we cover a man in his front, and we cover a woman in front and back. Chacham say a man is stoned, almost naked, but a woman is not stoned, almost naked. When the Gemara says, "Mechalfa should to Rabbi Yehuda Taman, Amal imhaya sara noya lahaya seisoi v'chahu mehachin." The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda holds oppositely from what he taught about the soita. There he said that if a hair is beautiful, the kohen does not untie it, lest it arouse desire. And here he says that a woman is stoned, almost naked. Hacha. The answer is here, in any case, if she's going to die, so the chance that they will find a reason to save her in the seconds between removing her garments and killing her is very, very minute. But there, in the case of Soita, if she's found to be Tahira because the water does not kill her, then the young Kohanim might desire her. The Gemara asks that the Chachamim hold opposite to what they taught about a soita. There, meaning here, they say that a man is stone naked, but a woman is not stone naked, and there they say that a kohen unties the soita's hair in any case. The answer is here, we have a mitzvah, choose for him a more preferable death, and it's very embarrassing for a woman to be killed naked. For a man, it's less shameful and without clothes to soften the fall, will die quicker with less pain. However, there it says that all the women should take Musa, we disgrace her, to dissuade other women from doing like her. We come on to the next Mishnah. Beis Askila ha'yigavayish te'komois ve'echad mena'idim doichvoy al-masnov nepach al-liboy hoifka al-masnov. The Mishnah says that the Beis Askila was twice a person's height. One of the witnesses would push him from his back. If he fell face down, he turns him on his side. If he died from the fall, the mitzvah was fulfilled. If not, that same witness takes a rock and throws it on his heart. If he died, the mitzvah was fulfilled. If not, the second witness takes a rock and throws it on his heart. In meisba yatsa v'imlav v'gimasai v'chol yisol shenema yad ha'idim tiyevo v'roshoina la'misai v'yad kolam v'achoina v'gaymeh. If he dies in this, the mitzvah is fulfilled. If not, then all of his soul stones him. As the Pasuk says, the hand of the Edom will beat him against him first to kill him, and after that will be the hand of all the nation. The Gemara says, Tanya, Ukumalai Kaimasai Shal Neifel, Hare Sholash, it should say. The Gemara says, with the height of the one who falls, in all, he falls 3 times his height. Hachad Amma, Ukumalai Kaimasai Hanoifel, Hare, she says, Sholesh, Urobo, Shal Nizokim, Adama, Adasar Tvachim. The Gemara asks that here you say that with the height of the one who falls, it's all in all 3, but regarding a pit for damages, it was taught that until 10 Tvachim it cannot kill, and we exclude the height of the animal. The Gemara answers, Lai, Doime, Nefel Midas, Lai, Nefel Shloy Midas. The answer is, one who knows that he will fall is unlike one who falls unexpectedly. Rav Yonasan, Ben Chali, Ravudami, Baose, Dervitavi, Beshem, Yosha, Elaine, the Chaltin, Tura, Bechaile, Aimboy, Mishum, Risuk, Evoim. Venus and the Chali quoting Ravudimi, and the grandson of Ravitavi quoting Yosha, said that these people who forcibly throw an ox to the ground before slaughtering it, it senses that it will be thrown, so we're not concerned lest the limbs become crushed, which would make it a traitor. But Yemidur Pinchas, Chavato, Tura, Bechaile, Amalon b'chayichon shorunei shorunei v'kum ba'arak. Ama boch shebocha b'chachomim v'divayhem da'amal elein dechavtin tura b'chaylei ein by mishum v'suk evoim. In the times of Rabbi Pinchas, they forcibly threw an ox to the ground. He told them to untie it. If it can walk, it shows that its limbs were not crushed. They untied it and it ran away. He said, blessed Hashem who chose the chachom on their words. They said that those who forcibly throw an ox to the ground were not concerned lest their limbs became crushed. Renan Shatoran Skila, Shinema, Soka Yisakel, Renan Shatoran Dechia, Shinema, Yoyoe, Renan Shatoran Shtei Dechiois, Tamalema, Yoyoe. What's the source that one who is Chayav Skila must be stoned? It says Sakol Yisakel. What is the source that he must be cast down? It says Yoro Yiyore. And what is the source that he cast down twice his height? It says Yiyore, the double wording. And we come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Vov. Kol Niskolim Nidlin Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that everyone who is stoned is hanged. Whereas the Chum say only a blasphemer or idolater is hanged. Rabbi Eliezer says that we hang a man facing the people, we hang a woman facing the beam. Chum say a man is hanged, but a woman is not hanged. Rabbi Eliezer says that Shimon ben Shetach hanged women in Ashkelon. Racham says that he hanged 80 in one day, and even though we don't judge two capital cases in one day, it means it was due to an urgent need, it was not according to the standard halacha. And the Gemara says, Ma taima de Eliezer, what is Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning? Mama gadesh niskal nidle afani avi shakal niskalim shehu nidlin. The answer is just like a blasphemer who is stoned is hanged, I bring all other cases of people who are stoned, but they are also hanged. Matayma de rabbonon, mama gadesh alide shepashat yodei ve'ikar nidle afani abe shakala poshtim yedeim ve'ikar liyos nidlin. What's the rabbonon's reason? Just like a blasphemer, since he rebelled against the source, means against Hashem, he's hanged, I bring all others who rebelled against Hashem, they are also hanged.